Weeks passed, and Stony Hollow returned to its uneasy normalcy. The cult was gone, or so it seemed, and the woods were silent. Rebecca remained unconscious, her skin pale and cold. James spent every night at her side, while Laura researched obsessively, scouring books and old records for any clue about how to end the shade for good. One night, Rebecca stirred. Her blackened eyes fluttered open, and she grasped James's hand with surprising strength. "It's not over," she whispered, her voice barely audible. "You have to go back." James leaned closer, his heart pounding. "Go back where? To the woods." Rebecca's lips trembled. "Deeper, past the altar. There's a place, older than time. It's the shade's heart. Destroy it, and it'll be gone forever." James frowned. "How do you know this?" Rebecca's gaze darkened. "Because it showed me." James and Laura prepared for their final journey into the woods. Henry, too frail to join them, gave them his blessing. "If you're going to destroy its heart, you'll need something to sever its connection to this world," he said, handing them a small silver dagger etched with ancient symbols. "This was forged by those who tried to stop the shade centuries ago. Use it wisely." The woods were darker than ever, the air thick with an unnatural chill. The whispers returned, louder and more frantic, as if the forest itself knew what they were planning. The path to the clearing where the altar once stood was overgrown, but the two pressed on, guided by Rebecca's cryptic warnings. Beyond the ruined altar, the terrain became twisted. The trees were unnaturally gnarled, their bark blackened and seeping a dark, viscous liquid. The ground pulsed beneath their feet like a living thing, and the whispers grew into a deafening cacophony. "Are we even going the right way?" Laura asked, her voice shaking. Before James could answer, they stumbled into a clearing unlike anything they'd seen. At its center was a massive, ancient tree, its roots stretching impossibly far, its branches clawing at the sky. The air around it shimmered, and shadows writhed beneath its bark. "This is it," James said, clutching the silver dagger. "This is the heart." The whispers became a roar, and the shadows around the tree began to coalesce, taking form. The shade emerged, taller and more menacing than ever, its hollow face glowing with malevolent light. "You will not take this from me," it thundered, its voice shaking the earth. The cult emerged from the shadows, their hollow eyes fixed on James and Laura. The leader stepped forward, her face contorted in a sickening grin. "You've come so far, but you can't stop it. The shade is eternal." "Not anymore," James growled, rushing toward the tree. The cultists swarmed, blocking his path. Laura fought them off with a makeshift torch, swinging wildly, her cries of rage drowning out her fear. "Go, James, finish this!" James dodged the grasping hands and hurled himself at the tree. Its surface seemed to ripple, alive with the shade's presence. As he raised the dagger, a tendril of shadow lashed out, wrapping around his arm and pulling him back. The shade's hollow face loomed over him. "You are nothing. You cannot harm me." James gritted his teeth, struggling against the crushing weight of the tendril. "You're wrong. You've taken too much from us." Summoning all his strength, he plunged the dagger into the tree. The shadows writhed and screamed, and the tree shuddered violently. Cracks spread across its surface, and a blinding light poured from within. The shade roared, its form collapsing as the light consumed it. The cultists screamed in unison, their bodies convulsing before crumbling into ash. Laura staggered back, shielding her eyes as the tree erupted in a deafening explosion of light. When the dust settled, the clearing was silent. The tree was gone, leaving behind a charred crater. James lay on the ground, motionless, the silver dagger still clutched in his hand. Laura rushed to his side, shaking him. "James, wake up!" He groaned, his eyes fluttering open. "Is it over?" Laura helped him sit up, tears streaming down her face. "I think so." The air felt different, lighter, cleaner. The oppressive weight that had plagued Stony Hollow was gone, and the whispers had finally fallen silent. Together, they made their way back to town. Rebecca woke the next morning, her eyes clear and her strength returning. She hugged James tightly, tears of relief streaming down her face. "You did it," she whispered. "It's really gone." The town felt brighter, as if a curse had been lifted. For the first time in decades, the people of Stony Hollow smiled, unaware of the battle that had saved them. James and Laura sat on the diner steps, watching the sunrise. "Do you think it's really gone?" Laura asked. James nodded, though his voice carried a hint of doubt. "If it's not, we'll be ready,"